But I put it to Mrs. Thatcher that many people in Britain would say that far from being one nation, the country is more divided than for many years, divided between north and south, between the employed and the unemployed, between the haves and the have-nots. In view of that, can she talk realistically of the one nation?
Oh, yes. I can talk about it as that is precisely what we're trying to achieve. And let me give the reasons why I can talk about it. The worst conflicts in this country have been through trade union strikes. You've seen coal strikes, the last one we fought. That coal strike was directed at everyone in manufacturing industry by trying to deprive them of the power to carry on, so it would have ruined manufacturing industry. It was directed at every household, every pensioner, by trying to deprive them of power and light. We fought it. We changed trade union law to replace that kind of conflict by cooperation. Yes, some of the conflict still continues. You saw the conflict at Wapping, where 500 policemen were injured. But we have changed trade union law, and over the great majority of manufacturing industry, we have replaced conflict with cooperation. That is the first point. Secondly, we have been the party which works for what we call a property-owning democracy, or power to the people. It's we who've enabled people to have the right to buy their council house, and we were fought all the way by the Labour Party and by many local labour authorities. It's we who've got rid of so many nationalised industries because we think governments ought not to be running them. They're better sold back to the people. And when we did it, said, look, let the people in that business and some of the pensioners, in the case of gas, have a priority right to buy shares. And now where there were a few shareholders, there are now 8.5 million. It is we who are giving ordinary members of trade unions, ordinary people, the dignity of them mattering more in their trade union than the diktat of their trade union leaders, of giving them the right of property, of giving them the right of share ownership, and of saying, if you save out of your earnings, and it's we who've reduced taxation, then we're the party that wants to make your savings keep their value. It was Lenin, the revolutionary, who wanted to debauch the value of the currency. So steadily, yes, we are building one nation. We are, and we're doing it by power and by property to the people and by rights to the people, which this Labour manifesto would extinguish because they would repeal our trade union legislation.
You talk of restoring dignities, but what do you say to the charge that there is an even greater indignity, the indignity of unemployment? How can you talk about a nation being prosperous when more than 1 in 10 is unemployed?
Because you know, and I know, and everyone knows, that there's no way in which a government can guarantee a job for every person, no way in a free society. Yes, they can do it if you run a Soviet society, when you're not allowed to take a job. You're only allowed to have the job which the government allocates for you. So you have total direction of labour, no freedom at all. You cannot do it in a free society. What we have done is try to get manufacturing industry by our trade union legislation, which in fact has replaced conflict by cooperation, into a very competitive order, exporting more than it ever has done before. There's a very good base now of manufacturing industry. There's an excellent base of the service sector. Now, then it can expand. And since the last election, under the kind of government which we run, it is not governments who've created the jobs. Jobs come from business. But since we last did this in the last election, Mr. Clough, over 1 million jobs have been created. We weren't rash and promised them. Under our system, they would come to be created. They have. The population of working age has been rising faster than the number of jobs being created. That reverses, of course, in the early 1990s. But for the last 10 months, unemployment has been falling. But again, I have to, in all honesty, make it clear. No government can promise every person a job. What we can do and are doing is saying, look, there are jobs which employers can't fill. We can train you for jobs. We can make it so that you're much more likely to get a job than now, or much more likely to be able to start up on your own.